I got stoned the other night, Googled how to screen print lighters, and I just woke up with the knowledge. Like, I forgot that. I didn't remember.
You just absorbed it.
Yeah. I don't remember watching the video, but I'm like, I know how to screen print lighters. What the fuck is going on? Podcast for the Bad Seeds, episode 9. I'm here with the morons.
Hello.
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 Elliot, Mike, Tyler, Rob.
Whoa.
A lot of people in here. Holy shit. This episode is just about idiots, man. Like, that's it. How did this moron bros thing get started?
That's a good question. We've been talking about this shit for years. Oh, sorry. Who were the first two? I think it was you and Mike.
Yeah.
Were the original two.
We got really drunk, and I told you I wanted to get more moron bros across my toes, and then I started hanging out with them again, and we'd all...
And then everybody ruined their feet.
Just these bunch of idiots. We decided to get their feet done. Most of us got it done in a living room, unfortunately.
Yeah.
By who?
We don't know.
Someone's cousin.
Dude, yeah, some dude named, like, Kyle.
Yeah. It was an old recliner, and there was NASCAR
television. And he was really stoked that we were getting a gang tattoo. He was like, man, this is pretty fucking cool.
The next day, he had it, too. I couldn't get to my pinky toes, but it says Oron Bros.
We all have a different thing on our pinky, and Kyle just has me too on his.
I love Kyle, man.
Yeah. Good dude, man. Back to our
day. He's great. I don't even mind the hepatitis.
You know, I think all tattooers named Kyle have a bad rap.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What is it?
What is it? Cat?
Who's a random cat staring at me?
What's up?
Okay, so you maybe close this.
Yeah, close the door since it.
Yeah.
Cats and birds.
It's got pussy walking all over this place.
We're actually at PetSmart. I feel like we should mention that.
Yeah, we are at Bainfield right now. They closed, we hid, and now we're here. So what's up, guys? What's up? How's everybody's day?
That's a Margs.
Yeah. Yeah, bro?
And that's a wrap.
You'd be like margaritas.
It's a Margs.
Margaritas.
Al Pastor.
That sounds tight.
Were
they strong?
Oh, absolutely.
Were they tequila or vodka?
Tequila, I think.
Okay.
There's a vodka margarita?
They are if you're broke.
Not in the world.
They are if you're broke. Dude, there's also...
It's a white trash margarita. It's just vodka and sundrop. It's
also...
in a fucking styrofoam cup.
I iodized salt right in there.
That doesn't sound that bad, to be honest.
Probably how my mom and dad got together, honestly. Hey, baby, you want a white trash margarita?
And then your mom beat the shit out of your father.
Yeah, we're getting to that, Mike. Hold on, we'll jump.
Sorry, my bad.
We're getting to family stuff later.
All right, so really, I just wanted to get everybody together.
Yeah.
And you're...
Basically, I'm just going to read you guys some Would You Rather.
Oh yes.
Can we have like a next option?
There's some that you can't kill yourself.
Okay.
Because there's some you're gonna be like, well, I don't want to, and
right.
Can't kill yourself.
You gotta do one or the other.
Yeah, all right. This one, I've been thinking about this one all day. And would you rather have finger sized nipples or nipple sized fingers?
Both of those affect my career, man. Shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Then you got to start playing drums.
Well,
man.
Can you busting your nips
questions?
Out?
Can I ask you questions about the stipulations?
I have a few questions.
You can move them as your nipples.
Okay.
Fingers work.
Are they still as sensitive? The finger nipples? Are they as sensitive as regular nipples?
If we were female, you could milk from these finger nipples.
That changes things.
You motherfuckers are looking at this as deep. No, man. I want the nipples, man.
The
nipples. I want regular hands.
Yeah.
Wait.
Don't worry about it, man. Who's gonna give a shit?
You want the nipple fingers or the nipple fingers?
Yeah, I want fingers on my nipples. Well, I don't want either of these fucking things.
Wait a minute. Can you use the... No. They're just nipples the size of fingers.
Yeah, but you can use them.
But do they just kind of flop there?
Yeah, you can, like wave at people.
Like little tassels?
You can, like, point.
Oh, wow.
That was my question, is are they erect, or can I kind of hide them? Can I tape them down?
Well, if you want to point at something, you can point at something.
Okay. Right. And also go to the arcade and just fucking...
Yeah. Oh, that's cheating.
It is.
You can't do that.
But I feel like no one would speak to you to tell you that.
Yeah, that's true. The guy with his shirt off with the finger fucking nipples. Finger nipples.
Jamming on Street Fighter 2.
Oh, my God.
That's unanimous, finger nipples.
Yeah. Wait, no, I want the...
You want the little
fingers? I want the long nipples.
That's what we all...
You just said finger nipples. Wait, that's a confusing question.
That's what I'm saying.
I object.
I want my natural nipples to be as long as a finger.
Also, what kind of, like, Bart Simpson fucking god is making you choose between these things? Like, you have to, motherfucker. Or you're going to hell.
No, you can't kill yourself either.
Okay.
Would you rather fart every time you laughed or burp every time you cried?
Well, considering I already fart every time I laugh.
Yeah. Farts are funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to fart every time.
I think it would cheer me up if I was crying and just like...
Your impersonation of a burp is so
I tried to do it. It's hard to try to cry and burp at the same time. Yeah. It's fucking hard. I didn't realize it until I went for it and just I was like, no, that's violently. Impossible.
Yeah, right? That's awesome, I guess. Would you rather go bright purple? What does this one say?
Maybe.
Would you rather go bright purple when embarrassed or sweat so much you soak your clothes? I do both of those.
Those things already happened. All right,
I'd rather be, I don't know, man.
No, I want to be sweaty. Tough. I want to shimmer.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
If you make sweat a lot under my tits now.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Oh yeah. Yo, I got tiger stripes right now.
Tyler's turning purple right now if he laughs too hard.
Yeah, you're just wearing too many clothes to be in here.
Take some of that off.
You gotta get that thing.
Wait. Do you have a bigger shirt you can put on?
Yes, and you've already got your shirt on.
Already.
I thought we were doing this.
That's the question number two.
Oh, he has finger nipples. Gross.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
Look how long the hair is.
Look at him waving.
You have the bare chest of like a middle-aged football coach.
Give me 20. Look how long that one is.
Your chest looks like you're 20, still go to Ashbrook. You're just like killing it. Just swimming in pussy. Illegally.
Illegally.
Illegally. Alright, how about this? This one's kind of fucked. Would you rather eat your family pet or kill your parents?
Whoa, what the fuck, bro?
I don't know. That's
can't kill yourself.
Wait, do I have to kill the pet?
Yeah.
Just eat its leg and leave it alive.
Right.
Can I wait till it dies and then eat it?
Yeah, is it basically I sign a contract like when this dog dies, I will eat it. I promise.
Or do I have to kill the dog right
yeah.
now?
No, yeah, you have to eat,
I mean, people die.
Bite its fucking head off.
Yeah. I wish we had a pet like hamster or something. I'd eat the fuck out of that thing.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't have a pet hamster. That's your first instinct.
I don't know.
But a family pet, like... Could you just get a fucking betta fish and be like, yeah, it's been in the family for years.
I'd have to kill my mom because she'd be super bummed if I ate the dog.
Yeah.
She would never forgive me.
Right. That's so really thoughtful.
The dog would totally forgive me for killing my mom. He would not give a shit at all.
No.
Your parents would just judge you for killing the fucking dog the rest of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
When are you going to get married? Why'd you kill the dog?
Eating the dog.
Yeah.
You didn't have to slather it in barbecue sauce.
Well, if you're gonna do it, it's cold.
Yeah, meat was tough.
Get those fingers out.
God damn. Okay.
All right.
Stop looking at my nipples, Tyler.
No, your nipple hair is so much longer than the rest of your chest hair.
Pointing them at us.
I know.
Looks like the top of a monk's head.
Don't slam the beers.
All right, I need a fucking.
I just slammed the fucking
door. I need
a
noise dampener.
All right, here's one that's not on here that I went on a trip and then like I looked up the dirtiest ones I could find. Would you rather have to watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life or join in one time?
Oh,
look, man.
God. But yeah, my dad's dead, so both of those are weird for me. Yeah. Both of those are going to be super weird for me.
I mean,
but probably
just go back.
Yep. Just go back in time. Probably the first one. I'd have to watch him.
I mean, I guess you get used to it after a while.
Yeah, yeah, it would become like a thing. Like, yeah, I'll be there in like 15. I just got to take care of this. Yeah.
Don't come yet.
Sleep unless I see my parents.
It's almost like having to listen to Rob Bang constantly.
Oh man, come on, I'm gonna bring
we don't have to talk about that.
At the same time, every day.
Every day.
4:30.
Also, I have to like leave work. 4:30. Like, I'm sorry, I can't. I got a thing.
That's the best, dude. It's like you have a bad day, and that's just the shit icing on top of the.
Think about that too. Every single like, if you're like, you have a kid, the day the kid is born, you're like, I gotta go. I'll be back in like 45 minutes.
I have to go see Pop Pop Becomesies.
But how do you watch? Do you watch behind like one of those like FBI? Pop Pop.
Are you just
fucking? No, I think you're in the room.
Are you like in the closet?
No, you gotta be in the
closet. Oh no.
Are you just? I imagine like you have to like sit in a folding chair at the foot of the bed.
Definitely.
Like just backwards.
Patiently.
Like, you gotta sit.
Oh yeah, like listen up. I gotta talk to you guys.
Yeah, Fonzie, that chair, man. Just watch.
What'd you say you were doing Saturday, Dad? Like trying to talk to him when he's doing cumsies?
Do I still have to help you rake the yard?
Yeah. Gross.
It's a shitty lunch break.
You're out of town. You have to do a conference call.
Yeah. But that's still better than joining.
Do a Skype chat.
You might find something really strange about yourself, though. And I think that's even more of the scary.
Oh, is that? Okay. That's a weird thing to want to ask for.
Would you... That's the second felony you've done.
I feel very threatened.
Would you rather be born with an elephant trunk or a giraffe neck?
Oh, dude, I would take the giraffe neck.
Yeah.
To be able to reach
already
stuff.
Born with a fucking giraffe.
With your head?
But doors are hard. Dude. Doors would be so hard.
Yeah, dude.
Doors
trunk
would be hard
all day.
Eating pussy would be really easy. You could do it from across the room.
What is your mouth at the end of the trunk?
It's like a little.
I think it's like.
Yeah.
So like,
this would be at the end
of
the trunk.
That's fucking terrifying.
It'd be your nose, man. It's just like a little.
Oh, yeah. Elephants have mouths.
God damn.
Yeah, they've drawn into their mouth. But I was saying this human version.
It's their nose hand.
You would look like Gonzo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But longer.
Y'all thinking anteaters over here, man.
Yeah.
Is Michael not?
You're always thinking anteaters.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Michael's already got a trunk, so he's going to go with the giraffe neck on this.
No, I'm going with the fucking trunk.
I'm giraffe necking right now, man.
Do you know how many,
you
like...
have to have your head through the sun.
Cheese word. Puffs and pickles I could pick up with that son of a bitch.
Together.
Your pickle juice covered fucking trunk.
Don't even play, dude.
Oh, my God. And you know he's not going to clean it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it would be sticky with little hairs on like toddler fingers. Like, stop. Oh, stop grabbing stuff.
Imagine having to pull it close and doing like a snot rocket. Close one side.
Oh my God,
Mike! Can you hand me that hammer? Yeah, hold on. Just gets into his trunk.
He's trying to chop stuff in the kitchen. He's got thrown behind his back.
Yeah, dude.
Why do you just nonchalantly need hammers like that?
Dude, we do a lot of fucking home repair.
No, we do not.
Yeah.
No, we do not.
Dude, I was there that day. You guys were repairing like this little plate of glass. You guys were about to fucking kill each other.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, they don't do well when they have to.
You glued the sink back together. There was no hammer involved.
Yeah. It worked, didn't it?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Would you rather have a 10-inch long belly button that swayed to music or accordions for legs?
Do they play music?
Yeah, do they make sound?
Yeah, when you walk.
Yeah.
Does it play a song or is it just asshole notes?
It's just sort of a haunting, like shambling.
It's like Stevie Wonder. You know good and goddamn well he don't know where those keys are.
He's just moving his
fingers. He ain't blind.
He's not fucking blind.
Did you see that? The fucking Stevie Wonder can catch things.
Oh.
No. Is someone else backing me up with this?
Yeah, no, there's a whole internet conspiracy about it.
I fucking knew it.
I don't know, man, because the lady that I work for now, with the catering, she catered Stevie Wonder. And it got like 2 a.m. one time, or when they catered him, and legit, she walked in a room, and Stevie Wonder was facing the opposite direction, and the TV was behind him on.
Fuck.
He was, like, listening to TV, and he was just, like, in a room at 3 a.m.
Just commitment.
That's commitment to a role, dude. That's commitment to a role.
I was hoping you were going to say she walked in, and he was reading a book, and he just threw it across the room. Yeah, he's fucking checked.
Or he's just like, oh, shit.
Immediately starts crying or something. Finds like, evidence. I wish I could read this. I don't know.
She comes in and there's an Etch-A-Sketch with like a really beautiful picture on it. Like, who did this, Steve? You're like, I don't know. Somebody came in earlier and did it, I guess. I don't know.
A fucking Etch-A-Sketch. Do you guys remember at VBGB's after the wedding when like that room had the catering going on? It wasn't us, but it was another room with glass, and Ilya pulled his butt apart and set it on the window. Like right over somebody's beans.
I don't remember that, but it feels like I was there.
There's only two things that happened at a Jones wedding, and that's wrestling theme songs and open butt on glass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Open butt mooning.
Yeah, butterfly kisses.
Rob is actually the master of the open ass cannonball. I've seen him do it numerous times.
Dude, you gotta watch out with that stuff because you could implode.
No, you could hurt yourself.
You
real
can pull
bad.
Your butthole right every out.
Time. Not to mention infections and all that kind of stuff. You gotta be careful.
You never really wanted it to happen until Ben was always like, please don't. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And then you would just run off.
My head's like, just don't do an open butt cannonball.
You wouldn't think that you can see into a man's asshole in the dark.
Oh, you can.
But
I have seen into that beast.
Well, it's that Nietzsche quote. You stare into the abyss stares back.
It did.
It's a beacon.
I feel like I didn't stare into your soul as much as it stared into mine.
I love how white people laugh, though. It's so funny that there's you got about 10 ha's.
I can't just
turn it on.
But if you go to a bar and just listen to all the fucking white people like laugh, you're like, ha! It's the same laugh over and over again. I don't know where that came from. There's just too many white people in this fucking room.
That's a good observation, dude.
It's true.
I put deodorant on this.
Would you rather eat poison ivy or a handful of wasps? I don't know. Some four-year-old wrote that.
Yeah.
Would you rather eat my boogers or
poison ivy?
Yeah.
Fuck that wasp, dude. They'll just sting your mouth. Poison ivy will get like all in your shit.
Oh yeah, dude. When I had chicken pox, dude, I had them down my fucking throat. Because who the fuck does that happen to? But me.
Jesus Christ. How'd you get them in your throat?
I'm a piece of shit.
Eat pussy.
Sucking that poxy dick.
Yep.
Would you rather have vaginas in your armpits or an armpit between your legs?
Do I still have do I still have my dick and balls?
No,
it's just an armpit. This is like pussy armpits, dude.
Pussy arms, fucking done and done, dude.
Does it make you like
come?
Nut?
Are they functioning?
I'm honestly, it doesn't have notes. I know as much as you know.
Yeah.
All right.
You're like the dungeon master.
You're guiding us through this.
Oh, man. Just fucking pick.
Pussy arms, man.
Probably.
I would get myself pregnant.
Dude, you'd have two.
You would hurt.
That's fucking awesome.
You'd have two fucking armpit babies? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you couldn't run, dude. Or you couldn't stop coming while you ran.
That happens to me anyway. That's why I'm so out of shape.
Here's a good one.
Imagine getting a yeast infection under your armpits.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Would you rather be a superhero or a wizard?
Oh, ooh, wizard.
Wizard for sure.
I don't know, man. Batman's tight.
Yeah, I'd want to do evil.
That's a good question, though. What kind of superhero? like a dude who's got a bunch of money?
Or
a dude that got bit by, like, a squirrel?
a dude who got bit by a squirrel. There's nothing heroic about him.
I've been extremely lucky in my house, man. There's so many squirrels, and I just dodge them every day. So, what's up? Who's going to be a wizard? Who's going to be a superhero?
I would be a wizard for sure, because you can do evil. A hero, you got to be a fucking good guy.
Superhero.
And you didn't tell me what your powers were. So, if you're just
you
got to
pick your power.
Or something.
How many powers?
How many powers?
Yeah.
I think you max out a 3.
Oh, I'll be a superhero all day long.
I mean, if you had more than 3 powers, that movie would be fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you can win everything. Okay.
They have to give him one. Like, oh, he's an alcoholic who beats his kids also.
Ooh.
Actually beats the shit out of him because he has 3 powers.
3 superpowers, but one of them is really fucked up, like being an alcoholic. Now,
That's a superpower?
Absolutely.
Being an alcoholic is totally a superpower. Getting up every day and just continuing to be an alcoholic.
Yeah. Thank you. I worked 12 hours yesterday. I'm pretty proud of that.
What is it? Hancock? Hancock was the fucking alcoholic.
That's right. We just wrote Hancock. That's what happened.
Yeah,
we're getting sued.
Yeah, wizard.
Would you rather be a...
What about a space wizard? Is that a thing?
I feel like you could do whatever you... I mean, you're a grown fucking man.
Yeah, you're a grown man wizard.
You're a grown-ass wizard, Michael.
Yeah, you gotta be... Okay.
Thank y'all.
How about this? Would you rather be a old as fuck, washed-up superhero... Or a teenage wizard.
teenage wizard, bro.
All day, man.
Dude, washed up superhero, dude. Nobody expects shit from you.
Yeah, you got to do conventions and shit.
You got to be like the Bruce Willis Superman. Like, yeah, I don't fucking care anymore.
You can get some gig being like a magician, I guess. You know?
Start a wizard.
What? Yeah, but the other thing, you just...
You're not a wizard. You're a superhero.
But money.
Yeah, the other thing is you literally are a magician.
No.
You can fucking alter... Never mind.
You know you can go be a magician right now, Michael, if you want. Like, if you just practiced.
He trembles.
Dude, I did a trick one time, and I was like, what?
I used to steal your wallet quite a bit, Robbie.
There was never anything in it.
Yeah. There was no. That's why I would always give it back.
Yeah.
Would you rather never have to pee again or never have to shit again?
I'd say pee.
I don't know, dude. Shitting's fun.
Yeah,
shitting's a relief, man.
Yeah.
Tyler, what would you say, though?
I would never like to shit again because
you're always shitting.
Yeah.
Every time you shit, it's like Vietnam all over again.
It's real right here. Where he's like,
yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, we were watching a movie at your house, and I thought we were going to have to leave because you were sweating and so uncomfortable trying not to either puke or shit or both. So
that's like IBS, dog.
Yeah.
Dude, I hope you're okay.
No, I'm good, dude. I just like
don't feel bad
a lot,
will you dedicate this podcast to IBS?
Yeah,
yeah, IBS research.
And all those who suffer from
that's the sponsor.
Yeah,
you start a hotline for people who call in with IBS.
That was
it's called
booty
call.
Yeah, dude.
IBS
booty call.
IBS lactose intolerant. You consume the most cheese out of anybody I've ever met.
That's fucking bullshit, and I'm tired of this.
We used to go up to Hickory every week.
How'd you cut?
About, and he would always, by the time we got back to Gastonia, he would leave, he would jump out of the car like Starsky and leave the keys in the door and fling it open and just run in and shit because he couldn't, and like an hour long car drive, and he was like, I can't hack it. So,
man. So that's an easy question.
I go with this shit, too.
Yeah, okay. So it's unanimous.
Yeah.
No, man.
You're doing piss.
Yeah.
I want to keep shitting.
I really
want
to keep shitting.
That's all right.
No, I want to keep shitting. I fucking want to.
I wish I was shitting right now.
Get a lot of reading done.
Shit myself twice.
God damn it.
Yeah.
The first month that Casey and I were together, my mom made me laugh really hard in Five Guys. I just cramped myself.
My favorite thing was, I've never asked you, what did she say that was so
funny?
That's
what I want to know. I don't know.
How was your mom throwing down, like, fucking hilarious ass
jokes? Just quips.
Did she yell zing?
Yeah.
That's a good possibility.
Yeah.
And actually, the next time I was at my parents talking to my old man, and he said something that made me laugh, and all I did was run upstairs, and they heard the shower cut on. So.
Your parents watch a lot of, like, Chris Rock stand-up?
I was about to say, they were just quoting Barbershop.
No, but mom's favorite movie is Barbershop.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah. Mom's favorite movie is the Barbershop movies.
Does she see the new one?
That's a good question. She probably is going to see it.
Okay. Next question. Let's change it. Would you rather be eaten by maggots from the inside out or ants from the outside in?
Ants from the outside fucking in.
Fuck yeah.
Dude,
that's so sick.
Why?
Yeah.
That's my worst nightmare is getting, like, because that shit happens to people. They cut them open, they already have maggots inside of them while they're alive.
Yeah.
Have you
never seen those dentist videos?
That's
fucking
disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Would it take the same amount of time for you to die?
I'm not really, I don't care.
I think you would die quicker with the ants because you would go into like shock because of the.
Yeah, but if they're eating you from the inside and you can actually feel it, then like they would bite something that would just be like, oh, I'm murked, and I would die.
Don't kill me!
You don't have just like a kill switch inside your body.
Everybody has a kill
switch. A maggot kill switch.
Yeah. Everybody has
every
a kill
boss
switch.
Has
also,
a
just to clarify, you're talking about maggots like the creature, or you're talking about maggots like the Slipknot
fans?
Okay.
Two Slipknot fans on the inside of you.
Oh, God.
Sweaty, overweight, mall cruising Slipknot fans.
Yeah. I push my finger.
Yeah, are playing a game of Magic the Gathering inside your organs, and then they start eating you.
Oh, then maggots still. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely maggots.
Yeah, I
people
deal with
equal
maggots
shit.
On that, too.
Weirdos, man. I mean, has anybody thought of any? Because there's a lot on here. I can keep fucking going.
I used to play this game at work, though, with my coworkers, and we would always have a really good time coming up with, like, childish ones with, like, you know, oh, would you rather have Cheeto fingers all the time? Or, like, your tongue always tastes like ranch or something. And we had this...
ranch tongue, bro. Dude. I would save so much money.
Chad, that was a good one, dude. Yeah.
And then, you know, we always have a great time. And then we got this new guy. It was his first day on the job. And he's like, what are y'all doing? I was like, these are hypotheticals. And he was like, oh, okay. And you can see, like, the fucking gears working in his head. And he finally came, he's like, oh, I got one. Would you rather you yourself die from cancer or have to watch your mom die from cancer? And Jesus. Like, what the fuck, Matthew? Jesus.
We went from talking about Bessemer City breast milk to cancer. That's a really big list. Bessemer City breast
milk. Would you rather get a flat tire on your pickup or... run out of gas on the interstate.
Oh, yeah. And shit like that. Like, would you rather have, like, one Yeti cooler or, like, five Ozark Walmart brand coolers?
Dude, I do not fucking like Ozark.
Yeah, I've got both of them, so honestly, both. Man, I hope nobody from a job listens to this, I guess.
I very much doubt that.
I don't think you have to worry.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. With that being said, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, the city of Gastonia.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, baby.
Hell yeah.
I want to give a big shout out to Martha Rivers.
That's right. That's right.
She's
that's
a great
right.
lady.
Baseball season coming up, y'all.
Yeah. I'd like to give a shout out to Nathan Kirby.
If y'all see that good grass.
Shout out to IBS, Wizards, you know, all the normal shit.
Yeah, yeah. Sponsorships of y'all. Wizards. Big ass.
My old man compliments the grass when he goes and umpires baseball. He's like, Robbie does a great job. He's like, he didn't cut that fucking grass.
Awesome. Yeah. Dude, he's the best one we've had in the past 20 years.
That's because I can read.
Read and a straight line.
Yeah, I can read and a straight line. I'm high on painkillers all the time.
Well.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, I heard you say that you were on PKs.
Hey, man. Little man on the funny internet thing told me.
There's a guy sounding just like you. He's talking shit.
Yeah. What'd you say about Yeti?
Yeah. I'll fucking fight you in your face, motherfucker. Oh, man.
Can you go back and take my name out of this and redact it?
Bobby, yeah. And every time we almost say your name, it's just going to say Kyle.
Kyle.
I'm just going to punch in Kyle or something.
I want my alias to be Jeremy Plant.
Yeah. Fuck him. Man. This isn't a joke or something. This is just something I found interesting. Mr. Krabs lives in Bikini Bottom. Think about that.
Oh, wow, yeah. There's a lot of layers to that show.
There's that thing about how, like, you know, all the items, like the kelp shake or whatever, it's what it is in the name. Yeah. And they think that Mr. Krabs is selling other crabs in the Krabby Patties.
Really?
Right?
Because they don't say what's in the patty?
Yeah, they never specify what kelp is. Wow.
Three strikes, right. You're out. This thing, buddy.
Don't just talk about it. Be about it, Mike.
Yeah, be about
fucking
it.
Fucking stab me.
Fucking cut me.
Also, slide me a beer while you're at it.
What's the dumbest, stupidest shit you guys have ever done, man?
Shot a bottle rocket out of my ass.
Oh, yeah.
I got
this
proof.
This coming from the guy 2 years ago. We couldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm glad you're proud of it, man.
I'm not proud.
I'm far from a proud man.
$20.
Wait, Scotty, didn't you light it?
Yeah. I did light it. Big Black was there, too.
Yeah.
I saw that picture.
Yeah. Photographic evidence.
He was having a good time.
Yeah. Rest in peace, homie.
Where everybody fucks up is they don't put a wet washcloth around their butthole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dude,
you want to do it cleanly and efficiently.
Dude,
you don't want the little embers to, like, catch your asshole.
I remember I was kind of mad that I was like, dude. Like, I know how long it was when we pulled it out of the package, and it's still that long. You need to put it in there a little bit more.
Yeah. Devil's advocate, man. Like, I'm getting $20, and I'm going to split it with you. Just shut the fuck up.
Also, full disclaimer, Michael's asshole looks like a game of Jumanji. It's
it is scary.
It's a full-blown endangered forest.
Man. It looks like just it's been raining and there's mud everywhere.
Tropical forest, bro.
Oh, he said kelp. It looks like shit you bring up in a fishing net, and you're like, well, I guess we're not having a good Christmas this year.
In the past 20 minutes, we've both described each other's buttholes, brother. Yeah. Like,
well, man, we're buddies. Hey, yeah. We're friends, man.
Yeah, that's what roommates do, man.
10-year plan.
So now they know who you are. Like, there's no, like, bleeping Kyle in there.
You have to make him somebody else.
Yeah, too. Fuck, right. Yeah, everybody's going to be different.
Give us all the names of the dudes from Entourage.
I call Turtle. Called it. Sorry.
I've never watched Entourage.
Me neither.
Really? Well, you should. No, don't.
It's nothing. It's not good.
I mean, there are moments, but it is. It's as douchey as everyone says it is.
Okay. Yeah. It seems douchey. It's called Entourage.
Yeah. Entourage.
And it was made by fucking Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. It's loosely based on Mark Wahlberg.
I love how far away Rob is getting from that mic. He's to 4 feet now. Like, yeah. He's just like...
Tyler's really, like, warm. He's just has a warm aura about him.
Fucking
spacey. It's the summertime, boy. Dude. What are you fucking talking about?
Oh, man, you gotta turn that fan on, like, extra shuffle or something.
Shuffle!
Nothing wrong with the fan shuffle. I don't understand. It says shuffle in the box.
Yeah, are you chain smoking, Mike?
No, man, I just had another one.
You got the rumblies?
You just finished a cigarette.
Dude, my cherry fell out.
I said 2
dude.
Minutes, y'all.
Guys, we have a situation unfolding over here. Tyler's the shit.
Oh, God.
Christina, I love you.
Well, the toilet paper's right there.
You're
going to have to fight him for it.
In the direction of which corner?
Well, what about any...
Nobody else answered what's the dumbest thing they've ever done except me shooting a bottle rocket at
him. Dumbest thing.
Oh, I know mine. That time Rob broke my leg. That was it.
Whoa. Yeah, let's hear that.
Well, we were drunk, and I goaded Rob into wrestling me. Like, he didn't want to do it because he's a big puss.
I broke your fucking leg. You still talking shit? I'll break the other one.
And we did. And then I remember the sound was so loud that Michael and another friend just left the room.
I thought he brought his fucking back to me. I heard like knuckles cracking, and I was just like, he's out.
And what it was is I tore every ligament that connects my shin bone to like my foot, and then it snapped my tibia just from the force of it.
So you
could
flesh
the story out a little more. It wasn't like an epic fucking battle where
no,
at the end
I just
of it,
got
I broke
tangled
his leg.
Up. Yeah,
we went at each other like on three. We went at each other, and I just tripped him, and he fell down.
Yeah,
and the ground broke his leg.
Yeah, I was fine.
Really?
You know what it was? I couldn't sleep, and then I was like, "Man, boy, this really hurts." And then the next morning, I woke up, or I didn't wake up. I never went to sleep, but I slowly sobered up, and the pain started to like.
Get pain.
So I like wake Victor up. He's sleeping on the couch. And I'm like, show him. I'm like, get up. And he's like, what? He's like, I was like, I gotta go to the hospital. All he had was this crutch that his little brother had used that was like half as long as it should have been.
So you just put it on your palm.
And I,
God bless us, everyone.
The pain was so bad that in the car. Victor said it was like that scene in Batman where he's like, stay with me, Rachel. Like, Rachel. Because I started to black out from the pain. I was like, Victor, I don't want to die. He's like, you're not going to die.
You're not going to die. Say the goddamn words.
So you almost made him a fucking amputee.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was
and
bad.
You guys are still best friends.
Yeah, I like cost him his job and everything, I think.
No, that was, well, I mean, I wasn't at
the
my,
fallout
my fighting.
Yeah.
It's all fine now.
It was a great day that day.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it brought us closer together.
What's great too is I just went home after that.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, you look good, dude. I'm gonna get out of here.
Yeah, oh, by the way, when he left, I was sitting in like a Tupperware tub.
Yeah, in the garage.
I found a comfortable position in a Tupperware tub.
Man,
yeah,
they're good.
So that was pretty fun.
When was that? How long ago was that?
Maybe 2014 or
about
4 13
years ago.
Or something.
Oh. Years ago.
What is time?
Yeah. They say I'm gonna have arthritis in that foot.
Fuck yeah!
So
Doc said I'll be fine.
Yeah, he said you're good until like you know if you die young.
Get better friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. If we're talking injuries,
the worst one
that I've probably ever had. The dark time had like a bottle of booze and then just like started slamming beers on top of it. And we're just like sitting around this fire. I'm sitting next to one of my buddies and I've got my legs crossed. And we go to stand up at the same time. And it's not like he shoved me, he just like barely tapped me with his fucking elbow. And I just fall right into this fucking fire. And to make it worse, his parents are standing like feet away, and all I hear is, pull him out! and our buddy just slams me on my back, and I burned the fucking hell out of my fucking leg.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like
to flush this story out. And then you ended up in the tub upstairs with your clothes off.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, crying.
Oh, no, I was totally crying.
Probably crying and burping, honestly.
Burping a little bit.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm a monster.
No. I love, like, our good friend, Ben, who pulled me out of the fire, is just like, no, dude, like, this is, like, completely fine. It's like, dude, that's not even third degree. No, it was totally third degree.
Yeah.
I was like, should I go to the hospital? I was like,
wasn't he pouring alcohol on it?
Yeah,
which you're not supposed to do,
like,
right?
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to do that to a burn.
Yeah, and,
it turned out fine.
Yeah, I couldn't walk after a couple days.
The skin looked like, when it healed up a little bit, it looked just like a football. Like, it was all bumpy and brown.
We don't know what a football looks like.
So. Yeah. I've had one described to me.
Let's go, Rob. Let's go.
You got a lot to choose from, Rob.
You'd have to remind me what dumb things I've done. Okay. I know I've done all this shit, but probably not stuff I can actually talk about.
Okay, what did you do yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't know. Fucking pass. What's yours, Scotty?
The rudest thing I've ever done was do shrooms and go to a cemetery and steal a fucking tombstone.
Jesus Christ!
How did you steal it?
Were you also on PCP?
I honestly don't know. We woke up and the back of this girl's car was just to the fucking ground.
Oh my God.
So we popped the trunk and there's a tombstone in it.
So you don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the statute of limitations on something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I do remember going to the place because our headlights, it's like right off the interstate.
You know, don't give too
given too many details in this one.
Yeah. Oh, we took it back. We took it back.
So, dude, you're a literal grave robber.
We took it back.
Oh, you took it back.
We borrowed it.
You're a grave returner.
Right. Well, that shows your heart was in the right place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying the name on the fucking tombstone or anything.
Right.
So
it was Adolf Hitler.
In fucking McCannville. Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
Also, that same night, she convinced me that there was a witch's house in McCannville, like on the main street.
Oh, there is.
Okay, we broke in.
Oh, man.
Somebody lives there.
Yeah, that's why you're cursed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no more shrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Was that your last shrooms experience?
No.
It never is, brother.
I'm on shrooms right now, dude.
No, my last one was watching The Lion King, and it was the worst fucking idea ever.
Oh, man.
I went and bought a Blu-ray player and put my TV on the wall so I could stand in front of it and fucking cry my goddamn eyes out.
That's a sad one to watch on shrooms.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we watched Super Jail.
Oh, that's good. No.
That was sick. That was sick.
We had all three of us, me, Rob, and Tyler, we ate mushrooms and got weird, of course. and then somebody was like, I've got the movie Pineapple Express.
Oh.
So we put it in the DVD player, and there's that Pineapple Express like that on the title song. Track.
Yeah.
We watched that for about 45 minutes laughing. And then
the DVD screen, like,
all of a sudden,
totally
like,
silent,
you have like, that wave where you come back into reality for a second. And it was just somewhat, I guess it might have been Tyler's like, y'all want to watch the movie now? You want to push play and actually watch it? It's like, oh my God.
Dude, there's more?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a part of the story that was left out. We were, there was this guy I worked with who dropped shrooms with us and, dude, we all like ate them like in a sandwich or whatever. I don't remember, but this motherfucker fell asleep
instantly.
Like right after we ate them. So about halfway through the night, we're feeling crazy, and Rob leans in and he's just like, "Dude, I think this guy's gonna wake up and fucking murder us." And so, like, you know, like there's this thought in the back of my head all night, and then.
Well, what kind of fucking sociopath is like, yeah, dude, let's trip, let's fucking do some crazy shit. All right, y'all, I'm gonna take a nap.
That sounds like you're going to weekend jail and you just pop Xanaxes and stay asleep for 48 hours.
That was really specific. That was super shout out for weekend jail. Weekend jail.
Yeah, do you have those books that I loaned you when you went to weekend jail?
That is so ridiculous. Yeah. A, you can't read yeah. and B, no, he doesn't have them.
You know I was asleep for 48 hours.
Oh, this chair almost went, dude.
It was almost it.
Please dude, break that chair. I hope you break...
Oh, listen to it. Yeah. Oh, it's a good, death rattle.
Get a good crack on this one. No, I'm a fucking... No. Fucking moron.
Moron.
Bubble.
Oh, man. All right. What else should we get off our chest?
I feel like Rob shouldn't get a free pass on this.
Yeah, man.
You need to remember. I have something right in your head. You just don't want to say it.
I really... A lot of the dumb shit that I've done involves, like, relationships and other people that I don't want to name.
Okay.
Then call him Kyle.
Exactly.
Right, so it's even Kyle's pussy, right? Can I just get a pass with that? I don't know. I can't think of like a fun, because most of the dumb ones I did are serious and shitty.
Yeah. You did back into that woman. Well, he hit a woman's car. At the
yeah,
Sonic
Kyle.
Car, holy
Kyle.
Shit. Kyle. Yeah. He ran someone over. You backed into that woman. Well, hold on.
Well, wait a second. We think she was a woman. Yeah. We didn't stay.
Did you really hit a woman?
No.
No,
he hit her car. And we get out, I think we were still in high school, this was the original van that you had,
yeah.
And we get out, and the woman's like, oh, sweetie, it's okay, you should see the other side, and of course, then we, like, walked around, it was, like, caved in.
Yeah.
On the other side.
That's sweet, lady.
That was pretty dumb. Yeah. You suck at driving.
Yeah, she's probably dead now.
Two fucking cars last year.
Fucking vehicular manslaughter.
Yeah, I think that's the shit.
Yeah, that was
you've
pretty
ever done.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah, can we do that one? I have, like, $50,000 in debt now. You guys want to talk about that shit?
Yes. Yes, yeah, I do. Let's go. Play by play. Why are you five digos?
Because I fucking wrecked my car. I bought this new car. All right. Let me start at the beginning. I grew up very poor. All right.
Oh, my God.
Somebody bring out the fucking violin, please.
I know.
Jesus, fuck.
We know because your shirt says that.
Yeah.
Word for word.
Fuck you. I bought this new car last year, and I was like, man, I deserve this. I got a good job, doing well. Fucking, you know, I got some money. I'm going to buy this car. I had this car for like 3 months, and I am a fucking idiot because I pulled up to a stop sign and I didn't look either way. I was like, I'm just gonna go, they'll stop, and they fucking didn't. And I hit this dude and I totaled his car, which was 2 weeks old, and my car, which was 3 months old. And I forgot to pay my fucking insurance, so now I'm on the hook for both of those cars.
And that was when we were in the hospital. This is literally when I was in the hospital. He was visiting me. We had this conversation where he was like, yeah, I got to take care of that. And I was like, yeah, dude. Like, yeah. What's going to happen if you get in a wreck? I've never been in a wreck in my entire life. It's like, a week later?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Literally was like a week and a half after said that. I got into a fucking accident and totaled two cars.
Shit.
So, that's some dumb shit. How about that?
That's dumb. I think it's dumb that they call them accidents.
Yeah.
Well, don't they call them collisions now?
They're wrecks.
Or wrecks.
Like, that's what they are.
Fucking wrecked.
You got wrecked, dude.
I gotta piss. I wish I didn't have to piss. You know, that's what we were just talking about.
There's so many cans.
Yeah.
Can't you just hold it all in your foreskin?
Like a water balloon?
Yeah.
It ain't long enough to tie in a knot, dog.
I bet.
It's just too hard to tie.
Don't hand me two fucking cans, dude.
Oh, I'd need to. Yeah. I would fill up one of those quick. That would be bad.
If I piss, I would fill up all four of those.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot. A lot goes in, a lot comes out.
You ever do that when you are pissing, like, in a bottle somewhere or something, or in a car, and you realize, like, you're running out of space?
And you hesitate, and you start, like, seeing if you can just fart the rest out?
Oh, fuck.
No? Okay, all right. Cool, all right.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right.
Whatever.
All right, kind of a funny, dumb one.
Yeah.
It's not a dumb thing that I did. It's just how dumb I was for a point in time. But when I was a kid, I just think girls had balls.
Woo!
Yeah. Like, they explained to me that boys had penises and girls did not.
Who are they?
I guess my parents or the church. Okay. I don't really know. some random person on the street. But
the elders of the church.
Yeah, no one told me that girls didn't have balls, right? So we had that like basic 90s cable, right, with the one scrambled porn channel, like channel 96.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, when it gets really light, you could see it perfectly.
Yeah, you can see a nipple every night.
That's a nipple!
Right, yeah. So I caught, that's when I saw my first vagina, was on this scrambled porn channel. Yeah. And it was just, you know how it was, it's like a flash. Yeah. So yeah. I didn't get a good look at it, and I was very curious about the girl's balls. Right. And I don't know what was going on with her labia or whatever, but it just looked like balls. So it confirmed my belief, and I held that belief for like until I was like 8 years old. That girls had balls.
Wait, how old were you when you were watching the porn channel?
I thought you were going to say 18.
Like, yeah. I forgot about it. That's...
Yeah. I was a curious young lad. Yeah.
I was going to say, what were you doing just like watching scrambled television?
I was very curious about the
Rob
world,
was
man.
Kind of an accelerated reader.
I have an inquisitive mind.
He was a couple grades ahead of himself when he was that age.
He liked
It wasn't until like fucking third or fourth grade or some shit like that. This girl, these two girls got into a fight and the one girl kicked the other girl in the vagina. And she was like, oh my God. And they had to, you know, they broke them up.
The old
pussy kid. And then, I was, like, talking to my buddies, and I was like, oh, man, I better, balls hurt so bad.
Oh, my God.
Did you just break the chair?
Oh. I think I broke the chair.
You broke the chair.
No, he just punched a hole in the floor.
God. Wow, it split right down the middle.
What?
Oh, it is.
Holy shit.
Did you break the fucking chair?
He broke the fucking chair.
I got his bad ass.
Fucking broke.
Yeah. So Tyler, what's the dumbest thing you've ever done?
I broke a chair in the middle of this fucking podcast.
No, please don't. You're good.
Nah, we're good, man.
Should have gotten this one, dog.
Sorry, bud.
You're doing God. Watch out, my really expensive equipment over there. It's a 500 UV light.
Oh.
500 UV light and...
Yeah, screw it to some fucking 2x4s. Don't make it sound cool.
Don't try to church it up, buddy. Yeah, but it's even got the things. We're, you know.
That was a perfect end note to my girl ball story. Breaking the fucking chair.
Yeah, my bad. I'll try to bring it a little more.
It was, I think it was the kicked in the vagina line made him laugh too hard.
And I shit.
Oh, don't reenact it. You will.
Almost knocked Michael out.
What if you just like, I mean, the chair's done. Like, might as well take it outside and just destroy the fucking shit out of it.
Yeah.
And then respectively clean it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No. We're not litterers.
I mean, I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
I don't want to go on the top of that fucking parking deck and destroy
it. Oh, just throw it off.
No, I do not want to do that ever. Yeah. Voice of reason.
Yeah, we should find other stuff, cooler stuff to throw off it.
Yeah.
Oh, like man.
Michael. Yeah. Come on, Michael. Hey, Michael, we got to show you this really cool thing up there.
Yeah. I love cool things.
Michael, you got pickles and Cheetos up there, dude.
What, both? Like, that I can eat?
Motherfucker, we're not talking about chugging smashing, all right?
No. Oh, yeah, that was pretty dumb, too.
What was that? Chugging, smashing?
Oh, man.
We would go to a parking lot and drink.
No, we wouldn't just go to a parking lot. We would drive around town.
Well, yeah.
And pound beers and smash them out of the fucking car. All the time. Probably like 5 days a week. That's what we did when we were much younger.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but we still... We were like
younger?
20. We were like 23.
Yeah.
So I mean,
it was.
Yeah.
It was 7 months ago.
Yeah. Michael, that's how we got here today.
Shut the fuck up.
Gotta edit all that out.
Yeah, I can't. I can't have pussy kicking.
Oh that was gold.
No.
Wow.
Was that your front butt or your back butt?
I thought that was a chair cracking. That was not. That was a.
That was a chair screaming.
Regular fucking you.
Why? Oh, maybe we should have asked for a set of rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we probably crossed a few lines.
I'm kidding.
No.
Yeah. Oh, good. I was gonna say, yeah, pussy kick. Awesome.
Well,
it's actually called a cunt punch, a cunt punch.
Can't wait for my mom to find this and listen to it. I'm like, you would watch me and your father have sex.
Oh,
and
God.
You watched a girl kick another girl in the pussy. Yeah, we went over some weird shit.
Do you think my mom doesn't know how to use the internet?
Luckily, it's not on the internet. It's on iTunes.
Oh, that's right.
Plug.
Yeah. Sponsor.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess since you guys aren't as dumb as I thought you were, I guess we're going to fucking cut it.
All right, I can... finish this with
actually,
a joke.
No, let's do your tweets.
Tweets? Oh, you want me to read some tweets? I don't have any tweets. I was fucking kidding.
What?
I do have a joke, though, that relates to...
Okay.
Okay, so... All right, let me reposition. Tarzan and Jane are in the jungle, and Jane's like, Tarzan, have you ever had sex before? And he's like, only with the stump. And he, like, walks her over to this tree and shows her this, like, roughly vagina-shaped hole in the tree. And she's like, all right, well... She's like, all right, well, come here. I'm going to show you how to do this. And so she's like, she gets on her back and gets naked. And then she, like, shows, like, look, it's like the stump. And he kicks her right in the vagina. And she says, why did you do that? Why the fuck would you do that? He's like, checking for squirrels.
Oh, God. That was a good ending joke.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was good. That was better than most of the things that I said. To be honest.
This is the worst group of fucking people.
Damn, Michael.
I'm sorry. I leaned forward. I'll just go fuck myself.
Everything's breaking. We got to go bust this fucking chair up. Yeah. Did you bring that gas?
I got it.
I didn't see that.
You brought it?
It's in this car's tank.
Okay, we are going to burn this fucking chair. All right, guys. Thanks for coming on. Nonsensing. Literally. Podcast for the Bad Seeds has merch on unlovesonscompany.com. If you want to grab those hoodies, shirts, whatever all that shit is. Oh, yeah.
Nasty.
Also.
I hope I didn't say I wanted to have sex. I wanted to watch my parents have sex.
No, right, I think sex you said, with my parents. Dude. I think you said you'd kill them.
Yeah.
No, but then at the end, Michael, you said, oh, you might find something out about yourself. Which is the weirdest thing anyone said about it.
Yeah.
So,
but
and now, in case they missed it the first time, I reiterate.
Actually,
it.
Hold on. Let's go through a summary. What did we learn today?
Okay.
I learned that Mike, if Mike had a trunk, he would pick up Cheetos and pickles with it.
Better than saying nose beers.
Yeah. Tyler, what'd you learn today?
I learned
to use a mic.
Apparently not.
Did you learn how to hold a knife?
No,
that's hilarious.
That's rude because he almost cut his hand off.
I learned that girls don't have balls. Finally,
it's about time.
It finally,
dude.
Got confirmed that they don't tonight.
Yeah.
Thank God, I feel better about that.
So you do have pay per view now.
Yeah, finally.
Finally.
I still don't look at the vaginas, though, because I'm scared to see the balls.
Like, they're going to fall out at any second.
If she sneezed. Oh,
they just pop.
So they're up in those guts.
Yeah, never mind. I'm not gonna fucking explant.
Elliot, what did you fucking learn today?
Oh, God. What did I learn? Oh, I learned that you're a grave robber. I didn't know that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Word. Yeah,
I mean, that's the most interesting thing I think I learned.
I'm cursed as all fuck.
Yeah.
Michael's asshole is very deep.
Yeah.
And what about you?
I learned that me and Rob can describe each other's assholes on like a dime. Like, we just know. Like,
I could give the FBI a fucking sketch.
Yeah.
Of your asshole.
Well, right.
They would find it like the Unabomber. Yeah, it'd have a hood and glasses and a lot of hair.
And I guess if you ever get in trouble for something with the FBI, that. Yeah. Part of my soul's inside of you now, so we're looking in here, asshole.
Yeah, shit.
So I get in trouble too. I'm gonna have to kill you.
Yeah. Quit pulling knives on people.
That thing out.
Yeah, that's
You're
too.
You're the boy who cried stab.
Oh, I'm stabbed. I'm stabbed.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
I was just kidding.
I got a snot rocket.
These are fucking ridiculous.
Okay. Podcast for the Bad Seeds has merch. On unlovesonscompany.com. If you want to grab those hoodies, shirts, whatever all that shit is. Elliot, Mike, Tyler, Rob, thanks for coming in.
Jeremy Plant,
Kyle, thanks for coming. Marley. And this is us signing off. Fuck off.
What a waste.
Yeah.